It was actually Izzard who got Trevor his international break when he booked him a slot at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, right?
Yes, the biggest arts festival in the world, and Trevor brought the house down.
How did he get started?
He started in TV and has remained in the spotlight ever since. At 18, shortly after he matriculated, he landed a cameo role in a South African soap. After that, he hosted an educational show, and from there he went on to reality TV. Mm-hmm. He hosted everything from game shows and dating programs to celebrity gossip and sport programs. Apartheid was over, and the South African Broadcasting Corporation was desperately looking for talented African presenters. Trevor was talented, of course, well-spoken and fluent in several languages, but he was also in the right place at the right time.
What about his break into the stand-up circuit? I heard that it happened quite by accident.
Apparently, and this is hearsay, but it makes such a good story that I think people are starting to take it as gospel. He was at a gig one night and not laughing at any of the jokes. The host, getting a bit irritated, said to him, "Do you think you can do any better?" And he got up on stage, totally unprepared, and just spoke about his day. The audience loved him. He got a standing ovation, and he's never looked back. Mm. He took to stand-up like a fish to water.
He'll certainly bring a more global point of view to The Daily Show. Plus, he's got millions of fans on social media, so he's connecting with the so-called second screeners. He's in that sweet spot for this particular show, a young adult, multiracial, international, articulate, and very funny. Plus, coming from the background that he does, he can poke fun at holy cows in a way that a white American host probably couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, stand-up comedy is very often politically incorrect, and Trevor Noah has certainly raised some hackles with some of the things he has said. But you raise an interesting point there. Many stand-up comics now use the internet to reach a wider audience, don't they? Mm. Post some skit online, then remove it after a while. Also downloads, social media, that sort of thing.
Right. But somehow I feel that laughing by yourself in front of a screen is not quite the same as laughing with others in a theater or a club, you know, with a stand-up comic standing in the spotlight on stage. When it comes to stand-up comedy, I think old-fashioned live performance is always better, don't you?
Mm-hmm.